Now, here's a little more of an update on the operation of the Simbay experiments. The gamma ray, X-ray, and alpha particle spectrometers are continuing to collect good scientific data. I already told you about the X-ray data showing regional differences very clearly. I went downstairs and looked at it myself, and it really is almost on a kilometer-by-kilometer basis. You can see when you go from a highland into a mare. Very interesting. The laser altimeter, as I already told you, has shown a lot of interesting things about the altitudes on the moon, but I'm not sure whether you know it or not, but it's essentially belly up at the present time. We don't have much hope for it in the future, but the data that we did get out of it was very interesting and very good. And I guess that's about all I can say at the moment.
Roger, Carl. Thank you. That's very interesting.
I'm not sure I told you previously.
And, Carl, you say that the laser altimeter is just about gone now, huh?
Yeah, I think most people have admitted that it's giving us useless data. It has given us useless data on the last couple of attempts to use it, and we have very little hope for it now. Incidentally, the pan camera is deteriorating to some extent. That V over H problem is getting worse. It's not completely bad yet, but we're getting a lower percentage of good frames, maybe 60 or 70% now. And in connection with the deterioration of the pan camera, there is some feeling that as time goes by, it's getting poorer and poorer, and that maybe we should occasionally pulse it on the self-test cycle to take just 5 frames on interesting regions as we go along in order to get the film used up before it really deteriorates to a greater degree. I guess we're asking for opinion on that. Do you have any feeling about that?
No, but it sounds like a good idea. It seems to me like, good or bad, it'd be a shame to leave some unused film in the camera.
Roger. Well, we'll hang loose on that, and I think really we ought to get to a better evaluation down here as to how to really use up that remaining film. People are thinking about it now.
Right, I agree.
Al, when I talked about pulsing the self-test there, I didn't completely have the picture clear in my own mind. If the V over H sensor is giving us problems, this is one way to get around it, because if we take our 5 frames in self-test, we're essentially cutting the V over H sensor out of the circuit and taking a nominal image motion compensation there, which would be better for us. So it's possible that when we wind up using that film, that we'll have somebody sitting down in the lower equipment bay, probably after you're all 3 together again, pulsing that switch every 30 seconds.
Right, Carl, understand. It sounds fine.